Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cernovich riding a shotgun with us, and he's a lawyer and has been all over the Rittenhouse case. He'll be riding a shotgun taking your calls with me coming up for the next 2 hours here on this very exciting, amazing broadcast. But you know they're going to try to burn down Kenosha. You know the left's going to be out there, a bunch of mainly white pedophiles and, I mean, literal scum of the earth. I mean, it's like, oh, this guy's a bank robber. This guy's a child molester. This guy beats his wife. This guy's a meth dealer. This guy's a child molester. It's like a pedophile army, and they're going to go crazy. It's going to be a bunch of white pedophiles running around screaming the N-word at people trying to defend their businesses. So we're going to have coverage of all that and your calls. Let's go back to your calls. Let me see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Congratulations for justice having been rendered. It's hopeful. It, as a Canadian, I can tell you, it gives me great joy to know that America works. There's a lot of threats to the Republic, and I want to just draw your attention to something which the founding fathers did not specifically put in the Constitution of the United States, and that is inherent in the name, the United States. If at any one point the founding fathers could have changed the name, could have called it Columbia America or whatever, America Vespucci, whatever they could have called it, but they called it and they left the name the United States. If there should ever be tyranny, if there should ever be a rogue president or a rogue Congress or a breakdown of the check and balances in your system, the name the United States of America, then are not united anymore. The individual states become individual republics. They become governors, become presidents, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. They then break up and can create new compacts or new governments if they see fit. That's in the Declaration of Independence.
Exactly. And that is exactly the issue. Can you imagine some, you know, rogue usurper or even, you know, Joe the Ripper, you know, trying to do something along the lines of having the military against the civilians in a particular state, the governor can say, wait a second, no, it ain't working. All the governors of the states can, in fact, stand and protect their individual citizens, and they have a responsibility against tyranny or against foreign invasion, of course. And I just simply wanted to draw your attention that if it really came down to that, the United States could be divided states temporarily until the republic was rebuilt.
Absolutely. And, we can have the that's what I was going to say the last caller. We could have the states declare that the federal government's now rogue and not real, pull out and have their own constitutional convention or their own new Declaration of Independence and then reconstitute. And that's the globalist plan to do that down the road and break the country up. We don't want that to happen. We want, if we broke it up, break it up and put it back together.
Thank you, Alex. And I just a minor comment tonight. President Trump still remains a viable American. He's done great things for America. Unfortunately, he didn't have enough political experience or a team behind him, and he couldn't choose who to, you know, bring into. I remember very clearly having a shared conversation with yourself and an individual, I believe his name was Joe Bannister, I think.
Yes.
He was the person. Yeah, he stood and he questioned the IRS and the way that individuals are being taxed and so on. And
they tried to put him in prison twice for his speech.
Exactly. And, you know, I recently turned to in desperation because, well, as a Canadian, but we are close to you in every sense. And to see that President Trump, for instance, he doesn't even know who Georgi Schwartz is. Georgi Schwartz is George Soros.
I hear you. Well, thanks for calling.
InfoWars, get prepared. Mega blowout sale 2021 is live right now. The biggest sale of the year. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and products like TurboForce 10-hour clean energy. A listener favorite, back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping, double Patriot points. On top of that, we also have DNA Force Plus for the PQQ, the CoQ10, to clean out your cells, to boost your immune system. It's the Rolls Royce of this. It's 40% off. And now we have Super Coral Calcium Toothpaste. Similar to our previous coral fighting toothpaste, but even stronger, even more concentrated. It's now back in stock and discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So many great products available at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take advantage of these great products that enrich your life and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
More of your calls are coming up. Mike Cernovich is going to be in studio coming up this segment. But first, a report on AOC and her attack on the First Amendment.
The democratic process under Nancy Pelosi has become that of a dictatorship.
It's a cartoon. Relax, he said. Really? A cartoon? Relax?
The Speaker of the House stopped Americans from petitioning their member of Congress to redress their grievances, wouldn't even let them in their own Capitol. And now here we go again, censoring speech. The most fundamental liberty we have is our right to speak, our right to talk, our right to communicate, and they're going after that today because they don't like freedom.
For example, as the face of the January 6th Patriot trap, Jacob Chansley is sentenced to 3 years and 5 months in order to strengthen the Democrats' stranglehold on their politics of fear and victimization.
Jacob Chansley, the self-proclaimed QAnon shaman, has just been sentenced to 41 months in prison for his role in the January 6th Capitol riots. He was seen entering the Senate chamber with a spear.
The House of Tyrants are now setting a new precedent, stripping their opposition of their committee assignments over hypercriticism of an anime.
This is not about me. This is not about Representative Gosar. But this is about what we are willing to accept.
Last week, my staff posted a video depicting a policy battle regarding amnesty for tens of millions of illegal aliens. This is an enemy that speaks to young voters who are too often overlooked. Even Twitter, the left's mouthpiece, did not remove the cartoon, noting it was in the public's interest for it to remain.
Democrat policies are so pathetic and have done so poorly that the left has nothing else to do but troll the internet looking for ways to get offended and then try to target members and strip them of their committees.
Now this nihilism runs deep, and it conveys and betrays a certain contempt for the meaning and importance of our work here. These depictions are part of a larger trend of misogyny and racial misogyny, racist misogyny.
Meanwhile, the Democrats ignore their own violent rhetoric that incited billions of property damage and at least two dozen deaths.
In a move that almost perfectly embodies the absurdity of our current political moment, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out in favor of the riot that Trace just described. Punch a cop!
We are not safe with people who hold positions of power, who are willing to endanger the lives of others if they think it will score them a political point.
Bang, bang, bang.
And then I just start to hear these yells of, where is she? Where is she?
Now, she was claiming that they were banging on the door. Where is she? Where is she? They were screaming loudly in the halls. I would imagine if
You were there at the time. Did you see and hear that?
We have to separate fact from fiction. And the facts are there was no violent mob in the hallways. The folks who were there to riot weren't in the Cannon office building. And so we have to be very clear and not exaggerate this experience or take advantage of it and politicize it in any way, shape, or form.
Arizona Republican Representative Paul Gosar posted this video to Twitter. The video depicts Gosar as the hero of the Attack on Titan anime, defeating the oppressive Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Joe Biden. Leave it to the victimization mindset of the Democrats to wield tyranny in the form of censure to further destroy freedom of expression and accelerate the characterization of the GOP as white supremacists and misogynists. If the Democrats truly had their way, they would imprison anyone and everyone they deem inferior to their lunacy. John Bound reporting.
Well, it's a historic time to be alive. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Mike Cernovich is with us for the next hour and 45 minutes or so on air that we have left in the broadcast on this amazing Friday transmission. It's great to have Mike Cernovich here. It's been great to have Tim Pool here yesterday as well. That is quite the transmission. It was wonderful to have be on the show with Joe Rogan just a few days ago, and people are really getting awake. I wanted to play the verdict again for everybody, and we'll do that coming up here in just a few minutes. But what I really want to see is the prosecutor. And we're looking for any other footage, but it looks like there was one pool camera, and it was not on the prosecutor. But I would love to see the look on his face. But there's going to be repercussions from this. So what's your big takeaway from this, and what comes next? Mike Cernovich, who's also a lawyer, not just an award-winning filmmaker.
Yeah, what's going to come next, and I'm telling people, is remain vigilant. They're going to need scapegoats. They're going to need new victims. Garland and the enemies of goodness, the enemy of the children, the evil people, the dark worshipers, the death worshipers, they want revenge. So people are celebrating, and in my own mind, I'm thinking, why are we celebrating he never should have been prosecuted? Why are we celebrating an underage boy was lynched? Why are we celebrating the corporate media, the Democrat establishment, Joe Biden himself defended a convicted pedophile? Let's just talk about what happened. Sorry, I don't mean to cuss. Let's talk about what really happened. An underage boy was almost murdered by a serial pedophile, a serial child rapist, almost murdered an underage boy. Everyone from Joe Biden to CNN to the Washington Post, the New York Times, the MSNBC defended a convicted pedophile and joined a lynch mob against a 17-year-old boy. So I'm not celebrating. I'm not happy with what happened today. I feel contempt, bile, indignation, rage, disgust. That I live in a filthy society where people are defending pedophiles, including Joe Biden. So what Kyle Rittenhouse went through was horrific. He was lynched. The only reason he wasn't convicted, we now know that prosecutors all lie, nothing happens. The only reason he wasn't convicted is because a few streamers, some Free Beacon, the Daily Caller, were there and they got that footage. Otherwise, there would be no footage clearly vindicating Kyle Rittenhouse. So he was almost lynched. This is the precipice that we're on. We're on the precipice of full-on communist revolution where they begin lynching people because they lynched him. But they were stopped from lynching him because they were not powerful enough to do it. GoFundMe lynched him. Facebook lynched him. They banned anybody who spoke the truth, which anyone who watched the videos had seen would know to be true. That he
we got debanked for the third time, and they told us it was over supporting Rittenhouse and having his mom on.
Yes, I'm furious. I'm not. Oh, wow.
No, I hear you. We're vindicated. This was a fraud. It should have never happened. You're right. I couldn't help have a dopamine rush, though, that he's not going to prison.
Yeah, I feel good for him, but I'm outraged that I had to watch everyone from the commander-in-chief of this country's military to every corporate media outlet, to every left-wing pundit, to Facebook, to GoFundMe, to every social media outlet, defend a serial pedophile. It was about choosing a side. And
like you said yesterday, they actually had a bunch of signs out showing him as a superhero and as a saint.
Right. So I'm not happy with what happened today. I don't feel good about what happened today. I look at it as the bullet whizzed right by his head, grazed him. He has a gashing wound. And they're still going to try to kill him. They're still, you think they're going to end this, but what I am grateful for, and I feel very selfish saying this, but I'm grateful that this was shown, the system was shown for what it was, that this system was evil. What they did to him was evil. It wasn't a reasonable minds could disagree. It wasn't maybe he was wrong, maybe he was right. It was a full lynch.
And that's right, the whole system ganged up on him. The courts, the media, the Democratic Party, the Justice Department, world leaders. But then I guess he did have one good, fair judge.
Yeah, and a boomer, 70-year-old boomer. So God bless the boomers today. I like to criticize the boomers a little bit. But that's the last of the Mohicans. What happens when Dinger becomes a judge? This is what's happening, and I can tell you as a lawyer, all of the judges who truly believe in civil liberties and truly believe in the Constitution, the American way, they're all getting old. They're all retiring. We're going to have a bunch of woke judges like ADA Binger because the pipeline to a judge is prosecutor.
I experienced that in my family court case. I had this judge that was great, and then she retired, and then all these new ones, literally financed by Soros, came in, and they, like, laugh at you and literally just, like, cackle like witches.
Right, so we're 2, 3, 4 years away from Rittenhouse would have been convicted.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
About this worship of pedophiles, Mike Sterns, being at the heart of their whole operation. Let's put that kooky lady back up there. You were just talking about this before they even put the image up on the screen during the break about worshiping pedophiles. What's going on with this?
Yeah, they can no longer deny that the left worships pedophiles because they're defending someone who was a serial child rapist. No, everyone says, let's just talk about this. Everyone says, it's driving me insane. Well, Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't have been out there that night with an assault rifle or an AR-15 or whatever you want to call it. And my response to that is, well, should a convicted pedophile have been out there? Should a domestic abuser have been out there? The criminal records of the three men who attacked Rittenhouse are so long that I can't even keep track. So if you want to claim that Kyle Rittenhouse, who, by the way, was the victim, should not have been out there, then before, when I thought the left could be saved, and that's why I made hoax to really, I still naively believed that we could save some Democrats and they still had some pureness to their heart and that we could find common ground. I don't share common ground with pedophile supporters.
How has the left, it seems, gotten so much more radical? And they're all over the news now. And they're all over Twitter, like professors saying pedophilia is good. It's everywhere. And like de Blasio defending them, you know, saying they were good people.
Yeah, they call them minor attracted persons now. There was a professor who whatever pronouns they want to use. I don't even care about that. I'm more concerned with the nefarious messaging. And I used to believe that we had common ground, but there's no common ground with pedophiles, right? You can't have common ground with them. So everyone who is saying, if somebody, for example, here's what an old school leftist would say. An old school leftist would say, Kyle Rittenhouse should not have been out there that night, but that pedophile who attacked him should be in prison for life as a serial pedophile. So this shows that this country is broken down. No one wants to say that. Right? Everybody wants to say that, well, Kyle Rittenhouse should not have been out. Why not? Why shouldn't he have been out there? Why should he have not have been out there, first of all? But even accepting that is true, why did that Gabe guy have a firearm? Was he an authorized user of a firearm? Was he allowed to legally own a firearm and to brandish a firearm and to point a firearm at a 17-year-old?
The FBI had overhead FLIR footage and ground footage knowing that Rittenhouse was getting shot at, and they suppressed that, and then MSNBC again wouldn't show any of the defense, only show the prosecution. Like you said, this is a high-tech lynching of the power structure defending mobs.
And the beauty of it, and again, we often find beauty in tragedy, and what had happened to Rittenhouse, who's going to have a lot of trauma, is he's going to really struggle with this. Imagine that you were thrust into a combat situation, and the way that he was, and the healing that he's going to have to go through and deal with that process. The beauty of this tragedy was that you can no longer claim, oh, we're in it together. Right. My big criticism of Trump is that he's kind of a wimp, that he's a fraud, and he didn't have the character to do what needed to be done and purge the FBI of the evil, to purge the generals, the woke, weak generals, the General Milleys.
I just think Trump didn't realize how corrupt it was. He said that. I'm not trying to overly defend Trump, but he was a lot better than what we got now.
Well, the people now coming up, though, realize that even McCarthy, who I don't think should be speaker, McCarthy was going off on these people. You finally, there's moral clarity, right? That's what I tell people when I counsel people and help them through their own processes and thought processes. I always say one benefit of trauma is moral clarity. And moral clarity is beautiful. It's wrong to feel betrayed. It's wrong to have unfocused mind, unfocused emotions. And we now have moral clarity. It's good versus evil. This is not, we have Mayor Bill de Blasio saying that this isn't over. He wants to incite violence against Rittenhouse. He's tweeting out an open call for violence, right? He's making open calls for violence, open incitements of violence from, again, a New York mayor. And by the way, if people are looking at that subway footage, I would like to pigeonhole that to something that comes up where a lot of people get angry at me. In New York, there's footages, and this happened in Philadelphia, too, where women are getting beat up.
Oh,
in New York. And then conservative men go, well, if I were there, I'm a manly man, and if I were there, if you were there, okay, you'd end up like Rittenhouse to defend a liberal. Smart. Smart. Bill de Blasio saying that if you intervene on a bus in New York, you're going to get lynched like Rittenhouse. Great job, manly man conservative. When are these people going to wake up and get rid of this white knight cuck mindset where they don't realize 90% chance of the people hurting each other voted for it? But I'm a manly man conservative, and I'm going to go in there, and you end up like Kyle Rittenhouse because you're in New York now. You have a New York judge. You have a New York jury. And good luck raising $250,000 for a criminal offense. All for what? For what?
That's another question. I'm going to play the verdict and also take some calls and get your take on what they have to say here with Mike Cernovich on the Alex Jones Show. How long can New York and places like that not totally collapse? I mean, like Los Angeles, because it's just the insanity is a feedback loop, and they're getting crazier and crazier.
Yeah, the answer to that is none of our business. The answer to that is if you're a God-fearing Christian, if you're a conservative, what they want to do, if they want to live in filth, if they want to know that if you get on the subway, you might get beat up, you might get mugged, you might get killed on this. That's none of our business. It's not my business what happens in San Francisco, New York, L.A. I don't go there anymore, right? Occasionally, I have to drive through L.A. to get somewhere, and I know that I'm on high alert, that at any moment, you're in a war zone, and at any moment, I was, for example, went to a wedding. My wife and I are driving down the highway. We hear gunshots. It literally is a war zone. It's not a hyperbolic statement to call it a war zone. So me,
Austin's a war zone in many areas now.
And that's hopefully you guys can handle that because you were here before they came here. So in my view, there's a moral obligation to do something here.
And it's true. Like they're black, they're white, they're Hispanic, but it's like a zombie class. Is just boiling out everywhere. And what?
White mostly. That's the thing about the racial
thing. I was
going
to say, well what did it? Well, what did it? What happened to these people?
That's what frustrates me is when people go, oh, you're making a dog whistle for race, for L.A.? They're all white. They're all these white, they're junkies. They're all white homeless junkies.
So I guess it's letting China ship in the fentanyl. Previous, we had massive fentanyl. Now it's doubled under Biden. I saw the numbers today. Doubling of the previous fentanyl overdoses.
I saw 100,000. It's the first time that there's been 100,000 overdose deaths in history is what I saw. And the numbers are so huge that I have to triple check it and make sure that's a reliable. Over 100,000 people dying. So my answer to that is if you are a conservative, if you believe in goodness, if you don't take the side of people who defend pedophiles, whatever happens in New York, mind your own business. If you're there because you have work or you're a tourist and there's something happened on a train, you're going to intervene when Mayor Bill de Blasio comes out in favor of lynching underage people. Get it together, conservatives. Get this crap out of your mind where you have Captain Save a Rotten Society complex for the people who hate you. You need to side and defend and support the people who are on your side. And if they want.
But you're not blaming Rittenhouse for going to defend his dad.
I'm not blaming. But if he were my son, I would say, get your dad over here. If he were my son, you know what I would have told him? I would say, we live in a rotten, corrupt society. You need to just get your mind
set. Hold on, over here. There are so many crappy brands of energy products, energy drinks, energy powders, energy pills. And look, almost all of them work, but they're toxic and they've got incredible downsides. Horrible crashes and, again, so many toxins in them. All of the nootropic products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are clean, are pure, are highest quality, and they're long-lasting, and they help focus your mind. And right now, our strongest product of the three nootropics we have, Rainforce Plus, Rainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's back in stock with free shipping, 40% off. It is 10 hours of clean energy. Clean energy without the big crash. And it's available right now, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Sure, that looks good. You know, I rarely smoke cigars, but I don't mind service. Has always got nice ones. And we tried to meet in Phoenix and smoke one back during the very first days of the contested election. And we had a leftist start a fight with us. And one of Cernovich's friends, who was a professional boxer, so it was a quite famous one, actually. We also had a UFC former champion was one of my bodyguards. And this leftist looked like a big, giant, fat version of Rosenbaum. Seriously, kept starting fights. And then the people that I guess own the place were like, yeah, maybe you should leave. They kind of agreed with it. And that goes to what you're saying. Good. Put a sign up saying you like pedophilia. Yeah. Put a sign up saying you like world government. Put a sign up saying you like open borders. Put a sign up you're against self-defense. So we won't come in your stinking store. Instead, the left won't do that, but they're always trying to suppress us and debank us and deplatform us. And I'm sick of these bullies.
Yeah, so I was going to talk about that. We'll bring a couple cigars. We got there. Everybody was excited. We're sitting down to hang out. There was this meathead, and he was like a big meatball. He's one of those guys who did too much tren but didn't ever diet. So he's a big blockhead meathead who thinks he plays in the NFL. He even had that big fat neck roll on his head. And right when I was in there, I said, this guy's going to be trouble, because he was sitting there in the back, and I could tell he was a very angry person. And as we're sitting there,
he looked like a giant version of Rosenbaum.
Yeah, he was a meatball. Looked like a meatball, but he went to the gym, so he had that, I can barely move around, I'm such a big guy. No, you just don't like to, you like to eat too much, right? So he's a meatball. Yeah. And I knew that there was going to be a bad vibe, so I sit there and I look, and he's back in the corner like this, you know, like a demon.
Yeah.
And then we're just talking normal, and he goes, Meatball goes, I pay more of the taxes than anybody in here. And Alex turns and he's like, okay, man, you know, that's cool. And we're all, just be cool, man. He goes, well, I pay more taxes than anyone in here. And okay, man, be cool, right? We don't care. Good for you, right? I said, congratulations. I'm glad you're successful. Completely about de-escalating the situation.
Well, what's crazy is we've got a bunch of killers with us.
Yeah, well,
this guy's an idiot.
Well, that's why I de-escalate, because I don't want to end up like Rittenhouse. I know what would have happened to this guy, and in my own mind, I always move to de-escalation. What I always tell people is that you should never be rude to people in real life, but you should be able to handle business if it arises. The meatball then gets up. Boom, and you hear all these chairs moving around. It's like showdown at the OK Corral. Our guys are standing up, and I'm thinking, we got to get out of here, man, because Meatball is completely unstable. Meatball's about to get hurt really badly, and then we'll get framed, of course, because that's what happens. They frame us. So we're just sitting there trying to have a cigar. You're about to order dinner. We're here with, we were with the great Amanda Milius. She had made the Plot Against the President movie. So we're all there. Good vibes. Everybody's chill. But I know in the back of my head, this meatball guy is the aggressor. Legally, we would be in the right, but we're going to get framed for this anyway. And then the owner said, well, maybe you people should just close out your tab.
And he kept starting fights. He kept getting in our face, threatening to kick our ass over and over. And I'm like, sir, it's okay. And he just kept like a demon laughing. It was crazy.
Yeah, meatball was out of his mind. It was really somebody who wanted conflict. And he had no idea. It's one of those weird situations where there's like that biker scene in A Bronx Tale where the bikers go in to bust up a joint. And they have no idea what situation he got himself. And that's what I thought with this meathead is, you have no idea. There's five people here that on their worst day.
But I think we had armed, you know, security people being very nice. And then one of the security guys, he's actually friends with Joe Rogan. He's a famous UFC guy. He's also on the police department in Phoenix. He wanted to come out and be with security. And then there was a well-known former professional boxer that was a fan that was there, who he kept starting a fight with that guy.
Yeah.
And it's like with a heavyweight boxer. And I'm just like, this dude's crazy. He couldn't have found a meaner group to mess with.
I know, but we're the most friendly people in the world. We have to be wise like serpents, gentle like doves. And that's my I always say,
what do you think his goal was?
His goal.
Did he get his ass beat?
Well, he was an angry human being, and he wanted to find an outlet for his rage. And in his own mind, he thinks that, well, I go to the gym and I bench press 315 pounds so I can beat these guys up. And you're like, yeah, a lot of guys that night had bench pressed 315. Like, you're not, in his mind, they're called like a gym hero. So what? And I'm very pro gym, so if I'm saying this, that tells you how whack the guy was, where they never really did any real sports. They never did anything athletic. They get a little bit of muscle mass on them. And then in some case, they become meatballs because they keep eating because they read on a powerlifting message board that having a 50-inch gut helps with them have a better squat, leverages on squats. And then they think that they're a threat, right? And they don't realize that, you know, meatball would be gassed in 8 seconds on the ground.
But isn't that an example of the left in general? Like, they've already got control. Why are they pushing and messing with us and starting fights and bullying constantly? Yeah, there he is.
Yeah. Well, it's because the left is aesthetic is always nihilistic. The left doesn't have a theory of aesthetics. They don't have a theory of beauty. And what I've learned is that all politics are now aesthetic, where you could look now and say, okay, those people, that's a leftist. That person is a right-wing person. That person's left-wing.
Well, it is true that black right-wingers, white right-wingers, Hispanic left right-wingers look handsome and healthy, and then the left look like ghouls.
Well, aesthetics. That's the whole point, is the left is fundamentally caught up in post-structuralism, deconstructionalism, nihilism. They don't have a theory of aesthetics. Everything is about tearing down what is beautiful.
It is.
So because of that, they can't stop tearing things down, even when they're tearing down their own structures. So what the left has done is they've inadvertently deconstructed their own corporate media artifice through all of the lies, through all of the deceit. They're tearing down the artifice of the FBI and of the Attorney General, whereas right-wingers used to respect the Attorney General and used to respect the FBI. They now think, wow, the FBI is really an American Stasi. Have you watched The Lives of Others?
Yes, excellent.
Amazing movie. We should... If anybody here has not watched
The Lives of Others... That's a composite of true stories.
Oh, yeah. No, it's 100% true story.
Yeah.
So that it talks about East Germany and how they would spy on you, the Stasi. We now have, actually, if I made another movie, I'd call it American Stasi, and I would talk about how they murdered Vicky Weaver and then tortured her and mutilated the body, and go through all of the things that
you know. In Waco, the feds posed with skulls of the children.
Yeah,
I thought that was cute.
Yeah, people don't know that.
Oh, a little skull, little kid.
Yeah, they burned them alive. They burned children alive. I'd call it American Stasi, and I would even talk about how post 9/11. They would find mentally ill or mentally handicapped Muslim men and then get them on message boards, and then would say, oh, we stopped 9/11. And no, all you did was found some really lost, mentally disabled Muslim kid and trapped him and then propped him up as some kind of trophy.
And now they're trying that with right-wingers in January 6th. We're going to go to break, come back with calls. Appreciate folks holding. Mike Cernovich is wound up and on fire today. But don't be too bummed out. I mean, at least you're right. Rittenhouse shouldn't have been charged. It's wrong. But can't you find a silver lining in this cloud?
I won't say what I really feel right now. I'm too angry. I regret what I say.
Hypothetically, what would you say?
Nothing.
How much are I getting in trouble? But
in a video game. In a video game, here's what I would say.
In a video game, what would you say? Smoking toad venom on air, folks.
DMT laced cigar. No, it's got fentanyl. We're gonna fentanyl. I bought these from the homeless people.
We're all gonna die.
I bought these from the homeless people down the street. I actually thought about that. Where?
No, in a video game.
People try to give me cigars, and I always think, like, I appreciate the gesture, but how do I know there's not like fentanyl laced in the cigar? Because that's how they would ask it. That's how you have to think at our level. Is how would you, if you were them, how would you assassinate yourself?
So we know they come to your house, they shoot you and your wife and your children, and they leave a suicide note that you did it.
Yeah, but we have their measures.
I'm going to light mine when we come back. I promise we're going to write your calls, folks. Helen and Jacob and Robert and everybody else that's holding, we're going to go to you on the other side. We've got a whole other hour coming up with Mike Cernovich, and I'm going to replay the verdict here on air. But hey, Kyle Rittenhouse is feeling a lot better, but now he's going to be a hunted man the rest of his life. Thank God he's got the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. Infowars.com/show.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Him to be happy about this verdict, but I get his point. We shouldn't be here when they already had all the video footage and the witnesses that a bunch of people are out running around burning things down. They're attacking, they're beating him, they're saying we're going to kill you, they're shooting at him, and then the whole media acts like something else happened. That is really dangerous. So you're right. It's kind of like getting mauled by a bear. And you're like, wow, I got cuts all over me and my guts are hanging out, but I'm alive. But I guess it's two ways to see this.
Yeah, I think I'm more fired up, and energetically, I think a lot of people are fired up in a good way, because we realize now they're coming for everybody. And if this isn't going to be like the Bolshevik Revolution, where there was people thinking you could sit on the sidelines and the Bolsheviks are going to leave you alone, they're going to murder the kulaks. We're the kulaks. We're the Holodomor. We're the Ukrainian farmers. We are literally the kulaks. They're all coming.
The very same British intelligence money, as you know, you're informed, that ran the communist takeover of Russia, where the British royals killed their cousins, the Tsar, is the same group doing this again.
Exactly. So people now, too many people have woken up. So that's why I'm optimistic. I know that a few of us are going to be assassinated. Me, you, we're going to. There's no way around it. That's why I read all the great warrior philosophy, and I've resigned myself already to knowing that they are going to assassinate me. 100%. There's just no question about it. And I know
I've had to resign to that as well.
Of course.
Every day's a blessing.
Yeah, they're getting you civilly, and then they'll go for you criminally, and then, we found drugs in his possession.
He was under so much stress, he killed his family and himself.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
They killed.
Yeah.
That happens. And you've got to just say, they're going to get my kids anyways. So you just have to it's the opposite of abandoning all hope. It's turn it over to God and say, I have no fear, I'm going into this.
It's the opposite of abandoning all hope, because Stress or anxiety only comes from an uncertainty. I know what they're doing. I know what they're plotting. I know what they're thinking. I've war gamed it out five steps ahead of them, and I know all their moves.
You're a smart guy. So tell them what you see coming.
Well, Garland, you think Garland and the FBI are going to be happy with what has happened? Their human sacrifice was stopped in front of them. This was for them a form of ritualistic human sacrifice.
Sacrificing the right of self-defense on an altar.
Yeah, and they were sacrificing a child, too, because remember, the sacrifice of the people who have this religion, they always want to sacrifice the younger people, the innocent people. That's how they believe they get more of the spiritual
magic.
Exactly.
The fact that he was an innocent hero is just like Burning Man or Wicker Man. It is who they want.
Yeah, so the only thing keeping you alive and me alive is we're old men now with gray hair. We're not the veal to them. We're old, chewy, sinewy meat. And they'll figure out ways to get us here and there, but they really want the blood ritual sacrifice of the underage. And that's why, of course, they went after Rittenhouse, and they're screaming now. What people have to realize is they will infiltrate more and more any conservative group. You have to be vigilant, and you have to, anytime somebody talks about violence, get them out of
there. You know they're a provocateur.
Get them out of there. Anytime somebody's walking around, a hot shot, tough guy, we have to do more. We can't just talk. The time for talking, gone. There's little lines all these little infiltrator feds, Stasi has. They'll say, Cernovich, all you do is talk. It's time to take action. Okay, Fed. Nice try, Fed. Nice try, infiltrator. Nice try, Stasi. So what everyone has to do is if you're going to be politically involved, again, remember what Jesus said. You have to be gentle as a dove. But they forget the first part. Why is this a serpent? That, you know, we were talking yesterday about...
Yeah, we have knowledge of evil. We don't use our knowledge of evil, but we know as much as their top operators. That's how I just get in their mind, I get in their head, and I think like them. That's how I know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And that's as wise as a serpent.
Right. So the false prophets will say, be gentle as doves. Well, that's not the verse. I've read the Bible multiple times. In fact, Jesus was an expert at avoiding the riddles that the Pharisees would give him. The sophists and the Pharisees would constantly try to...
Get him to break the law so they could kill him.
They would say, oh, you're a tax evader, so what do you do about taxes, hoping that they can trap him? So what I tell people is we have to be wise as serpents, and serpents, of course, goes back to the metaphor of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So that's what he's saying there. If you go back and look at that, it is a deep metaphor. Christ is saying you have to have knowledge, not just of good. You have to be good, but you have to have knowledge of evil. And what happens with these naive Christians who are led astray by false prophets is they don't have knowledge of evil. They think when you talk about demons, oh, I can't believe you believe in demons. That sounds, you can't believe it. Jesus cast out legion because there are many. I often wonder how many of these Christian conservatives have read the Bible.
We think it's a metaphor. We don't really believe. Well, I believe in demons. I know it's real.
Jesus cast them out. And they put them in the animals and ran
into the interdimensional avatar.
Yeah.
And we're an open channel. They can take, they're real.
He said, the demons said, I'm legion. They call me legion because I'm many. And then Christians will say, I can't believe Cernovich is talking about demons. You know?
I can tell you, without DMT and all the stuff, I don't even need hallucinogens when I was, especially a kid, I could see it all. There's the veil's thinner when you're a child. You've got a lot more DMT already in your brain. And it's 100% real.
And all you have to do is read the Bible, right? So the false prophets weaponize the part about being gentle as a dove to lead people astray. They claim that demons are a metaphor, they're not actually real, even though that's not biblical. That's actually heresy, false teachings of the Bible. If you tell people demons aren't real, you're actually a false teacher, because Christ himself cast out demons.
The devil's greatest trip is convincing the world he didn't exist.
So that's the move that they want to play. So what I'm telling the Christians especially, you have to be wise as a serpent, and what that means is you have to have knowledge of good and evil. Live good, but no, the evil people are plotting. The evil people are thinking, how can we frame...
Exactly. They try to make Christians super naive, and they go, oh, yes, you don't know how anything works. Act like an idiot. No, it's the opposite. You need to know how it all works.
Right. That's exactly the point, is they have, again, the false prophets have taught Christians to be naive, gullible, turn the other cheek. Well, turning the other cheek actually was a metaphor because...
That's only at certain times.
Yeah, and the person wiped their hands with their... wipe their butt with their other hand. So there's more metaphor to that than people even realize. So that itself is taught incorrectly by people who want Christians to be naive. Oh, turn the other cheek. Let people steamroll you. Be gentle as a dove. That's not biblical. If you read the Bible, which, again, unfortunately not enough people have, you realize it is good versus evil. It is a demonic.
Well, if you read the Psalms, there's a place and time for everything. It's a toolkit. So sometimes they're trying to make you violent so they can take you out right then on their terms. Sometimes you're like Martin Luther King Jr. or Gandhi following Christ because he was to be a sacrifice. He wasn't going to let them trick him. He was going to do the big public sacrifice.
Yeah,
they were to kill him in the woods right there instead of up in front of everybody. So you got to choose your battles is what that's about.
Yeah, they do try to bait us into their game, but that's where you have to realize they're trying to bait you into evil. So if you're doing political organizing, you have to keep these people out of your group. Because they are feds, they are infiltrators, they are Stasi. Anybody talks about violence, anybody talks about incitement, anybody talks about, oh, we can't just talk, we have to do more, blah, blah. You have to get rid of them or else you're going to end up set up. So what they'll do.
Well, I always tell folks, if you won't politically get involved and be civil, disobedient, and do all that now in tyranny space, you'll never be violent when the time actually comes. They roll out with mass arrest, all this stuff. The military and police are going to join us on average, and it's going to be a violent worldwide civil war against the globalists. It's already about to start in Europe. We're not calling for that. We don't initiate that. Go back to Bunker Hill in 1775 and the founding of this country. And the Redcoats are marching up, 5-1 against the little local militia to confiscate the guns and the ammo. And they've been told by the local mayor and everybody, we're voting to stand up. We're not turning our guns in. That's too far. And they said, listen, I'm paraphrasing it, but the captain said, he died that day. He said, we're not looking for a war. We're not going to start a fight. We're not going to shoot first. But if they shoot, if it's a war they want, it's a war they get. And it started.
What you said a minute ago was so wise, and I'm going to take that and adopt that. Which is, if you won't show up to your school board meeting because you're afraid that the media is going to do a nasty article on you and you're going to lose your job, then how are you talking about violence, right? You're afraid of losing your job. You won't even stand up for your own children in school because you want to lose your job, but then you're saying other people need to be violent. So that's a great point. If you don't have political courage and their willingness to stand up to what's happening now civilly and lawfully and politically – then get out of here with your fake BS. You're such a tough guy.
Well, the people call for violence always end up to be a Southern Poverty Law Center or ADL or FBI operative, scum of the earth. And when you're sitting there, I've had the feds try this before years ago. It hadn't happened in a while. And I'm like, hell, but you're not going to be violent. You want me to be violent.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? That's the real telltale sign. Oh, really? We're all cowards because we haven't gone out and like killed a cop or blown something up? How come we haven't seen you do that? You're the one telling us about all this violence.
We had a thing happen. When I was in Arizona, a guy with a big Trump 45 jersey was trying to get a riot to happen. He took a water bottle and threw it at these people. And I said, hey, man, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he goes, I'm going to be like Jesus. And Jesus flipped over the tables at the Tabernacles. And I said, it's my event. And he goes, I don't care if it's your event. This is like Jesus. And I go, oh, okay, I know what you're doing. This is my event.
Liberation theology.
But you don't respect it. If it's my event and you have a big Trump 45 Blackhawks jersey on and you're throwing water bottles at people's heads to try to get something going on, I know right away that guy was in a...
Oh, 100%. He was Southern Poverty Law Center trash.
No, they're...
He's a Soros.
Always trying to set us off.
I promise. Back in 2 minutes, right to your calls with Mike Cernovich. I'm Alex Jones.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.